You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. Black Friday on Truth Be Told with Telly is powered by We Energies. Energy you can depend on.
That's right, Truth Nation. You heard the man. Call in right now at 833-212-1017 to shout out your very own black-owned business or a black-owned business you love to frequent. Welcome back to hour number two of Truth Be Told with Telly. We have Jay English and Tony Smith in the building on this Friday, and we've just been trying to get Tony back up to speed on some of the things that have happened. You've had people that have died and came back and now they're in court. And when we started the show, we were talking about Tony's vacation and paying the check amongst a large group.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a large group. It could be a five or six.
And do you split the bill, or do you get separate checks? We have a poll question on our YouTube message board, and you can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. So weigh in. Let us know what you think about that.
Hey, man, I'm glad to see that a lot of folks agree with me on this poll. I'm happy to see that.
What's the number so far?
81% says to ask for separate checks. Mm. I'm down with all of y'all. We can all go out to eat together. For that 19% that's evenly split the bill with the group, y'all go out with Tony.
Yeah. He said, you can miss me with that.
Y'all take Kyle with you.
What was the percent? 80?
81 to 81. 19.
80, yeah.
What, 81 says separate?
Yes.
81%.
Wow, y'all cheap.
Yeah. No, them 81% of those people, Tony, they're going to be at the GC kicking it this summer.
That's right, with me and my baby.
Man. The Golden Corral. That's it.
Y'all are tripping. Cheap. So, hey,
I'm gonna split the bill would get paid, man. It's going to get paid, at least my portion.
Again, we left off talking about the...
Fine, split it. Easier for me.
The Wisconsin man, the Watertown man... who faked his own death on Green Lake in August and fled to Eastern Europe to meet up with a woman, ended up coming back. And as of yesterday, his wife has filed for separation. She didn't file for divorce. She filed for separation.
You gotta file for separation?
She trying to figure out how she gonna get this money.
Like, what money?
I need a little more
$20.
Time.
Right?
It's something.
What are you talking
it's
about?
She trying to figure
there's
out.
No money. Like, how do you, wait, why do you gotta file for separation? What's going on here?
Well, I mean, technically he was dead, so I don't know why he gotta file anything.
All right. This is crazy. Was there I don't know. I'm trying to figure out a whole bunch of stuff about this. Like, couldn't have been any insurance money, because...
I mean, it could have been.
I mean, for her, though, right? But
if it was, they want it back.
Start from the beginning. Like, what's going on at home that you got to come up with this elaborate plan?
That is the million-dollar question.
Because if it's that bad, you're not trying to get her no money, right? From an insurance policy. I don't understand the situation.
But bro got three kids, man. He just and left.
So he's trying to take care of them, maybe? I doubt there was a life insurance policy.
So all you fellas out there, especially all you married men out there, it could be worse. Look at it that way.
It could be worse.
If you think, man,
if you
this
ain't
is...
ready to come up with an elaborate plan to fake your death, it ain't that bad.
It ain't that
if you ain't gonna ride your bicycle from Watertown to Detroit.
And then swim across Lake Michigan.
To take
it
a plane.
So bad.
Ain't that bad, bro.
So that's the... I think that's
work
the moral. That's the moral of the story here. I think we can move on now. The moral of the story is, fellas, it ain't that bad.
It could be worse.
It could be worse.
If you ain't willing to charge up an e-bike for 3 weeks, fine.
E-bike just trying to figure out how they gonna get paid. How we gonna get our bike back? Somebody
it's on the border
back.
Of Canada.
It reminds me of like on Coming to America when he walked in the barbershop and they had all those flowers. He's like, hey, who gonna clean up all this stuff?
Who bringing our e-bike back? Somebody from Detroit, ride that bike back, please. Bring it back.
Somebody been riding for 3 weeks. Like, hey, man, they ain't charged my car nothing.
We're gonna have to petition the Canadian government to get our e-bike back.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, speaking of Canada, a couple weeks back now, President-elect Donald Trump said that he would levy tariffs on Mexico and Canada and China, right? If I'm not mistaken, the three countries that he said on day one he would levy these tariffs.
Yeah, that we import the most stuff from.
That we import the most stuff from, absolutely. And all of these other countries don't think they're just going to sit back and say, "Oh man, the Don is back in the White House. We need to bow down." They're not these other Republicans who are afraid of Donald Trump. Canada, they clapping back.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they clapping back. They're saying, "Hey, if you all are going to try to put these tariffs on us, then I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to stop supplying you with things that you need."
Yeah, you ain't getting no more maple syrup, son.
Or energy.
Yeah, they went all the way to the top level. They're like, "We're going to cut this all the way."
Syrup is number one.
And funny enough that you say that, Tony, because when you hear something like this, you don't think it's really going to affect you because you're like, "Oh, man, that's just, you know, products and stuff that we don't necessarily need," or this, that, and the other. Cal, do we have the audio ready? Yes. So this is Ontario Premier, which is basically their president or prime minister. This is what he had to say about President-elect Donald Trump levying tariffs on Canada.
Go to the extent of cutting off their energy, going down to Michigan, going down to New York State and over to Wisconsin. I don't want this to happen, but my number one job is to protect Ontario, Ontarians and Canadians as a whole, since we're the largest province. We'll go to the extent of cutting off their energy.
So there you have it.
Ooh, he said, "I'm going to cut off their energy."
And
yeah, he didn't say nothing about, "No, I'm going to put a tariff back on."
He's going
on
right for the knees. I'm cutting the energy off.
Exactly.
Turning the lights out.
And did you hear what he said, some of the states that will be affected?
Yeah, Wisconsin. Yeah.
Cal, do we need to play that again so people can
hear?
Hello,
Wisconsin. Yo, it got me.
Yes. Yeah. So play that again. And this is, again, Ontario's premier talking about what will happen if President-elect Donald Trump decides to levy these tariffs.
Go to the extent of cutting off their energy, going down to Michigan, going down to New York State and over to Wisconsin. I don't want this to happen, but my number one job is to protect Ontario, Ontarians and Canadians as a whole, since we're the largest province.
Wow. Hey, New York, too.
Ooh, yeah, man.
Ooh, he cutting it off. Hey, and get ready when you go into to get your pancakes and waffles, it's going to be more watered down than it usually
I'm
is
so done with
in
you.
Those places.
Maybe
watered
in case you didn't know, Ontario exported 12 terawatt an hour of electricity. I don't know what that means, but electricity.
It's a lot.
It sounds like a lot.
You're right. To the states last year, enough power about 1.5 million households.
Come on, man.
1.5 million households would be affected by this. So, Truth Nation, all of the stuff that Trump ran on, he's pretty much following through on it.
11 p.m. curfew. Lights out at 11 p.m., y'all.
Lights like, gonna be out anyway.
Y'all better burn some candles.
The lights gonna be out anyway. Going to Ontario.
You ain't gonna need them until, well, actually, it get dark now at 5 o'clock.
That's right. You gonna be struck at 5:30.
You got from 5 to 9 o'clock. Lights out at 9 o'clock. Like the street lights came on. They ain't coming on now. Yeah. Everything's going off at 9.
So it is. It's real, y'all. It's real. And some of the things that, you know, sounded good and got him a lot of votes don't necessarily end
it was
up
all
coming
lip service.
It's all lip service.
Lowering prices of
even
groceries.
Like inflation. Exactly. As a matter of fact, we have an excerpt from an interview that President-elect Donald Trump said about that. Same thing.
What, groceries?
About groceries. And like, remember, he said, "Hey, you don't want to have to pay $10 for eggs anymore. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do this anymore. If you elect me, I'm going to bring this stuff down." It's Biden and Kamala's fault for this inflation.
And I'm gonna bring it down.
I'm gonna I'm gonna do it.
Like I said,
and I'm gonna do it through tariffs.
Right. It's a whole bunch of false promises. Like these tariffs. Tariffs are getting handed down. Like if you raise the price on me, I'm not taking a hit on my bottom line.
Thank 100%. You.
I'm passing that price raise along to y'all who are buying the product. I'm sorry, there's a price increase. Blame your boy over there. Don't blame me. My bottom line ain't changing.
Cure inflation through putting tariffs on everything that we need.
But it sounds good to his base. Anything to his base is going to sound good, right? Anything he says, because we know that whatever comes out of his mouth is fine with them. So they want to believe it. That's why they believe it. They're like, okay, yeah, that's going to fix everything. It ain't fixing nothing.
Yeah. We have Brian on our Truth Talking text line. Brian, good morning. What's your question or comment?
I would say that the prime minister, whoever he was in Canada, is just blowing smoke. The only way you can tell if something like that's really going to go down is you got to look at the energy stocks. Now, if the energy stocks start increasing, then you're in trouble. Then we're in trouble. But if they stay the same and there's no spikes, and this is December, so that's coming up pretty quick. So if they haven't spiked the prices by now, I don't think it's something that's going to happen January 20th.
So have you checked it?
I think it's not recently. I'm hoping a lot of people hear and go check it themselves.
Oh, then how are you saying he's blowing smoke if you ain't checked it? I thought you had you got to check it before you come on here say blowing smoke.
My motto is to put stuff out there in the universe first.
Oh, okay. You go. So other people can do it. I thought you would come up with receipts.
I put it out there in the universe.
He's like, he blowing smoke. I checked the price.
I get off the phone with you, though, I'm going to go check that Generac stock.
Okay, good. Check it out and hit us back.
Yeah. Let us know. Thank you for the call, Brian. Yeah, it's tough to say, hey, this is happening, and then you ain't even checked.
I was just going to say, I thought he had receipts. So I was like, oh, he coming with the receipts. Right. Price ain't going up. Look.
Right. From a Let me go check for the call. We appreciate it.
And I don't think it's a problem right now. I mean, President Trump won't be in until the 20th of January. He can't put a tariff in right now.
Exactly.
But if he do that on day one, they saying here's our response.
Yep. And one of the things that he ran on, like we were talking about, was inflation. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get the economy back to the best it's ever been, and this, that, and the other. And in a recent interview, here's what he had to say about simply the prices of groceries.
To lower prices, you are now proposing tariffs against the United States' three biggest trading partners. Economists of all stripes say that ultimately consumers pay the price of tariffs.
I don't believe
it. Can you guarantee American families won't pay more?
I don't believe it. I can't guarantee anything. I can't guarantee tomorrow.
One of your signature.
Now he can't guarantee anything, but I'm sure if we go back to some of the speeches that he gave, he was saying that I guarantee I can get in there. Oh, also, when I become president, the war will be over in 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. He said he'll fix that before he gets inaugurated.
Here we go.
Saying a lot of stuff.
Yeah, man.
Look, I don't see anything good to come out of putting tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China. That's going to specifically Mexico. How much food do we get from Mexico and fruits? And I think they're like the number one importer of tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, yeah.
You put a tariff on them, all they're going to do is add 25%, whatever the tariff amount is. They're going to add that to their bottom line.
Yeah.
And then when he says economists are saying that it's going to cost the consumer more, I don't believe that. What don't you believe? It only makes sense if you're going to.
Wait, what research did you do not to believe that?
If you're going to charge me more to import goods, you think I'm just going to say, ah, man, well, I guess, I got to get my workers to work extra hard.
Come on, man.
What am I going to do? I'm going to raise the prices. And
absolutely.
Then who is ultimately going to feel it in their pocket?
And he knows that. At Mar-a-Lago, I guarantee you the prices have not stayed the same since he built it. He done raised them prices and them rates. Why? Because everything else has increased as well.
Man. The caller, you are on Truth Be Told with Telly, Jay, and Tony. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Well, I think a lot of times people who call in, like one of the previous callers with no receipts, they just, like you said, they blow smoke as well. But 10 of the last recessions have been this whole farce that Republicans handle the economy well is the biggest lie that I ever heard. 10 of the last 11 recessions came while there were Republican presidents. And we have to remember that this was the guy who said he was going to make Mexico build a wall. And speaking of Mexico and tariffs, if you want to really see like some proof of what's going to happen, has somebody ever told you, you don't think that fat meat is greasy or I done told you? That's exactly what the president of Mexico said to him when they had a conversation. If you put tariffs on me, your auto industry has a lot of common companies, and I'm going to, like you guys said, do the same thing to you. And he went online saying that he had a great meeting with her, and she's on board with lowering prices. And she came out the next day and said he was telling a lie, right, just like he did when he said they were going to build the wall. So that's I done told you. And if you don't believe fat meat is greasy, then we can put the bacon in the frying pan, no matter how much it costs, and see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, we all know fat meat is greasy.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we all know that.
Always has been, always will be.
Do Telly know about fat meat?
Telly know about
I haven't been a vegan my whole life.
You ain't got anything to know. You see what's happening in that skillet.
Y'all have a good one.
Right, hey, you too. The caller, we appreciate it. Again, hit us up, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Be Told with Telly returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You the one that's trying to keep your business low-key, huh? You the one that's asking
Truth
your
Nation,
man,
we have
no
big
sleep,
news. Mark your calendars for Friday, February 28th, as we will be hosting our first annual Truth Community Awards, celebrating individuals making a real difference in our community. We will honor the excellence in our community and recognize the quiet warriors creating extraordinary impacts. Tickets go on sale soon, and you do not want to miss this night of inspiration and celebration. Come celebrate with us on Friday, February 28th, at the Truth Community Awards presented by Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel. Jay English, Tony Smith in the building. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. We've been talking about the latest with President-elect Donald Trump already declaring that he will levy tariffs on China, Mexico, and Canada come day one. Now, every action has a reaction. Every cause has an effect. And just to think that these countries are going to just sit back and say, all right, well, you know, the Don is back in there and we're just going to bow down. That's not going to happen. And Ontario's premier, or Ontario's version of a president or prime minister, says that we will cut energy to several states if these tariffs are put in place. And one of those states happens to be the one that you're living in right now.
Yeah, I don't like the concept of what Trump seems to be playing. It's like bully ball. Like, you're trying to play bully ball right now, and these people aren't going for it. First of all, a lot of the coarse nature of what you're conducting international affairs is not conducive to getting along and working together, which is what the goal should be, right? Mm-hmm. We got to work with other people. Like, we don't have everything we need to be self-sustained, so we're going to get stuff from other companies.
Absolutely.
Like, everybody's the same way, right? Yeah. So you got the give and take, and, you know, there's a level where it becomes fair as possible, right? Probably nothing's going to be absolutely fair, but, right, as fair as possible, mm-hmm. and you just want to settle into that, right? But trying to bully people around and say, I'm going to do this because you got to do it our way because we're the U.S. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of people – I've been everywhere, right?
Yeah.
The view of the U.S. ain't what people think it is. Like, a lot of people, they like, you want to emulate certain parts of the U.S. because of how much money is here in the U.S., right? But no one really likes the U.S. Mm. Like these people in other countries, they don't really like the U.S. They see it as it looks. We're greedy, selfish, indulgent. A lot of those type of the traits is how they see the people see the U.S. And when I go to other places, it's a different pace of life. It's a lot slower. It's not as pretentious. It's just a different thing. Yeah. Like you go to other places, like you don't see like these extravagant cars like on the road. You see the little compact cars, just basic cars mm-hmm. running around. A lot of people are walking, riding bikes.
Yeah.
It's not crazy. You don't see the mansions, you know, you just $70 million yachts. Like you don't see this stuff over there in other countries. And it's not like people don't have money over there. It's just not the way people roll. Mm-hmm. Right. So,
yeah.
The bully ball, man, it's just, I don't know. I just don't get down with it anyway.
Yeah, I'm looking at this stat here, and it said that in 2022, the U.S. imported $500 billion in goods from Mexico, making them the second largest supplier of imported goods.
Damn!
And those are the people that you want to come in and say, if you were coming in with a reason why you want to levy these tariffs, mm-hmm. then maybe these other countries could go and negotiate with you and say, okay, if it's not 15%, okay, I understand you got to do something. Let's just say it's 8%.
Yeah.
But what Tony was talking about, when you're playing this bully ball, it's either 25% or nothing.
Yeah.
Like other countries, like, man, look, we ain't no punks, basically. You
right?
know, we ain't no punks. Like, you just ain't going to tell us that's what's going to happen and we supposed to be cool with it.
Yeah. Especially when they're importing this amount of product in here. You know, we're talking about a large portion of our groceries and the things we're talking about. Again, all of this really came back to the conversation around lowering the price of groceries. You know, again, I'm not talking about Canada or even China, just Mexico. Tomatoes, lettuce, watermelon, avocados, strawberries, asparagus, broccoli, cucumbers. Like, this is all part of what they bring in on a regular basis from Mexico.
Wow.
You really think those prices are coming down if we put a 25% tariff on them?
Right.
So that means the cost of that burger from McDonald's that's got tomato on it has just gone up.
Yeah. Wow.
That ketchup.
Yeah.
Come on.
Everything.
Anything with tomato in it.
Right.
Anything
with
up.
All that stuff you listed.
All
avocado,
of that.
Avocado. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lettuce.
Guac.
And Miriam,
salads.
Miriam hit us up on our YouTube message board and says, thanks, Tony. Do not forget, we are the reason some of those countries are in war.
No, 100%. And it's all over goods and assets, right? So that's why else are we bothering in another country? We got something over there that we have interest in and we're trying to protect that interest in, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it be a product, oil, or whatever. Like, yep. Ooh, they got something we want. Oh, so we got to go over there and fight.
Yep.
We got to help them out. I mean, that's why otherwise I'm staying out of that business. Yep. It got nothing to do with me. But no, it does because I got something over there. Y'all got something that we want and we want to protect. We want to help you protect that.
Yeah. Yeah. 833-212-1017. Hit us up. Let us know what you think about this because, again, these are things that, you know, we're talking about it now, but action will be taken soon. And what is going to happen because are we about to get into it basically with all these other countries over something that Donald Trump personally wants to do? I mean, I'm not sure if there's been anybody else that has talked about levying these tariffs on these countries. Mm-hmm. Other than him, because why haven't we levied these tariffs on these countries over the last 3.5 years? Is it because Trump knows something that Biden doesn't? Well,
Trump's trying to increase the tariffs. There's been tariffs.
Yeah,
before,
increase them, exactly.
He's trying to just run them up.
Yeah.
Is there a reason behind that, though, I guess is more my question, because maybe that's the part I'm missing. Why does he want to put these tariffs, specifically when we're talking about those that are directly to our north, directly to our south? You know, I look at the China thing and say, okay, well, that's way overseas. It's still sketchy because we bring in a ton of stuff there.
Right.
But Canada and Mexico are right here.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think it's just his overall personality, right? He's trying to seize an opportunity to, first of all, I'm going to play to my base and say, hey, we're going to take care of the U.S. We're going to raise these tariffs, and this is what it's going to do. Now, knowing that the normal person ain't going to understand, and they're just going to take his word for it, right? This is what's going to happen. When we all know you raise the tariff, it's going to cost the consumer.
Absolutely.
That's who it's really costing. But they don't think that because they're not too in the tune about how that tariff stuff works, right? So then he'll caution you about don't watch the news because they're just going to lie about it. Listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But that ain't how it works. And that's why it's good that these other countries are clapping back like, hey, all right, the only thing we're going to do is we're going to do the same thing.
Yeah. So they talking about we might even just remove right. what we send to you.
Right, right,
Ontario.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like people got to understand you just can't take his word. They're just like the clip we played about I can't guarantee anything. I was just saying something. But I'm not like, you're just saying something and just throwing it out like the caller. I'm just putting something out in the atmosphere.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's a problem when you're caller. But when you are the president,
that's a problem.
You just can't throw it out there like that. Daphne hit us up on our talking text line and says the U.S. imports everything, and not to mention the U.S. owes billions of dollars to China because we can't pay our bills. So we get floated by China, and that has been going on for years.
Get that credit card running.
And now you want to inflate the tariffs. Man, oh, man. Mm-hmm. There's so much going on in the world right now. And coming up after the break, we'll get into something that is even more troubling. Ever since the killing of the United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson, the reaction on social media, as well as people rising up against insurance companies. And we're going to get into that on the other side of the break. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Hey, we had to let that drop, didn't we, Tony, before we
said something? Yeah.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. We have Jay English and Tony Smith as my guest co-hosts today. And something that I knew that when I started the show, it was just going to be hard to transition, but something that was really disturbing me is the reaction from people in regards to the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. To me, I think we are in a really bad place when anyone's death is celebrated. And we have seen online since this has happened, Luigi Mangione, the man that is charged with second degree murder, is not only being viewed as a martyr by some, but he's being celebrated, as well as people have been donating to his legal fees.
Absolutely.
And when's the last time you've seen video of someone walk up and kill somebody in Midtown Manhattan, and people are donating to his cause?
Yeah. I mean, it scares me for where we are as a country.
Yes.
That you can get online and see so many people that are totally happy that he did this, that are celebrating this act, that are looking at healthcare. Now, again, I've got problems with the healthcare system as well, but I'm not saying we should be out here killing folks to try to rectify that situation. And people are, there's one website that was reporting that he has received over $30,000 from like a GoFundMe type thing that was set up for his defense. People are donating and they are celebrating what he has done. I agree with you, Telly. Nobody should be celebrating the death of somebody that was walking down the street, going into a meeting and didn't come home to his family.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, that's, man, it's disturbing on a lot of levels. Yeah. I mean, just think of how the country it's really changed, right? Like we're too used to a lot of stuff. Like you shouldn't have that type of reaction to somebody just walking up to the dude on the street and shooting him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like you're numb to this kind of violence.
We've changed, man. You know, something just even off of that, the video that was shown of him being shot and killed. You remember back in the day, they used to have like warnings, you know, before we show this video, we want to just
Blur it out.
Yeah, we don't blur it out. Or we want to just let you know, hey, make sure your kids aren't watching. We going, dude, you don't even do that no more. We just show you this stuff.
I mean, he literally just got gunned down on the street.
Yes.
And it's like,
And on top of that, you have posters that have been placed around New York City of different CEOs of healthcare companies and insurance companies and have an X on their face.
Yeah, man, come on.
You worked hard to get this job. You get up to be a CEO, and we're not going to take into account all, you know, some of the practices that are going on. And, I mean, we know that it ain't right.
Right.
I mean, but I don't know if a job should cost somebody's life. Mm-hmm. But you've had people, and one of the more interesting text messages that we have received since I've been doing this show and I've been with the truth came the other day when someone said, yes, Luigi Mangione might be a murderer, but Brian Thompson was a serial killer.
Wow.
And you have people that really believe that because
he's a CEO.
Well, yeah. it has a lot to do with the claims that has been denied since he's been CEO, and claims are usually denied when they are trying to make more money.
But
of course,
they ain't denied by the CEO. He's not doing the claims.
Yeah. But he's over the company.
He ain't walking into the hospital room smothering folks in their bed. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, this brother literally walked up with a gun and shot and killed him on the street.
But people that need treatment, say, for instance, cancer treatment, and they getting denied, that's how they feel. Yeah. They feel like he did come and he's suffocating me because I can't get what I need. And so it is a very, very scary and touchy place we are in right now. And I mean, not only you have people going up in Midtown Manhattan and shooting them in basically broad daylight, but you have people that are being found not guilty for killing somebody putting them in a chokehold on a subway and with Daniel Penny. You are having people that are literally you have people that are literally just taking matters into their own hands and saying, okay, if nobody else is going to do anything about this, I'm going to do something about this. And to me, it is sickening. And it really ignites a lot of people that have been feeling the same way, because we came across a story, Florida woman arrested for threatening her health insurance company amid fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO. Delay, deny, depose. You people are next. And those were the same words that were on the shell casings of the bullets from the murder of the CEO, Brian Thompson.
But I don't understand, why is that the answer? Why is the answer not, I'm going to switch companies? Like, if everybody's mad at United Healthcare, go to a different company.
Go find you
somebody. All you
else.
People who are mad, go somewhere else. Guess what United Healthcare is going to do? They're going to make a move. You take their money away.
Yeah. Instead, she should have been waiting for the SWAT team to show up at her house.
We're all going to Cigna.
Yep.
We're leaving United Healthcare.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what y'all going to have. United Healthcare is going to have a problem. Even if, that's what I'm saying. Like, people don't understand the power they have. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to move companies. We don't like you. Everybody get together. Move companies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it. If you do, like, remember the whole GameStop stock deal?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right? Just something like that. That's all we got to do. Yeah. Like, we don't have to do nothing crazy. We're going to do what's right. I want to take my money and put it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Not with you. And you're going to feel it because it's enough of us together.
Not really. A city girl says, that guy cut corners with the use of AI for profits at the expense of people's health. Again, not really a city girl. We get it. We don't know how bad of a person he could have been. But at the end of the day, should that cost him his life?
Yeah, I'm and sure he's not alone in making those decisions.
Yes.
He can't pull that trigger by himself.
Yes. And so I'm sure if he had an opportunity to resign or get his life taken, I'm sure he would have resigned and say, okay, somebody else do a better job. But for this to take, I mean, for someone to have to take his life for like because of what they feel is an injustice, that's a tough one.
And we hear about people taking lives all the time, every day. It's always stuff in the news. My concern in this one specifically is the large number of people who are celebrating the taking of the life
and supporting it.
You know what I'm saying? That's more my issue. Like we see stuff on every day. People are dying. They're leaving here. Folks get mad. It's domestic situations. But you don't hear about folks like celebrating the fact that it happened.
Right.
Like outwardly, not just like, oh, I'm supporting him quietly.
Yes.
At the crib. No, I'm sending money.
I'm
sending money to this dude.
You're getting very few RIPs and more, hey, he had it coming. And that is so, that's not cool. But before we get to the Florida woman that was arrested for threatening her health insurance company, Ashley, you are on Truth Be Told with Telly, Jay, and Tony. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, guys. So I just wanted to comment on this conversation. So I hear you guys saying that, okay, you just moved to a different insurance company. I'll talk about this from my experience. Once you sign up for one, especially if you're going through your job, you can't just sign up for a different one. You're stuck with them for the whole year. And if somebody is dying, they need some kind of life-saving surgery or treatment or medication, a lot of times you can't wait to switch insurances. I'm not saying that any of this is okay or justified, but I feel like you have to empathize with the you don't have to, but I empathize with the situation because we see what has been going on. And my thing is, this man was the CEO. The CEO is, you're the boss, T-H-E-E, boss. You are the boss. So you are making the decision. And I'm not saying it's okay.
Their company's too big.
I'm sorry, caller.
The company's too big for him solo to make the decision. He doesn't. He might have an idea or implement a plan.
I totally hear you. There's people that he bounced his decisions off of as well. But at the end of the day, you are the person that is the face of this, and you know that these are the decisions that are being made. You know that there are millions that die because they can't get the proper treatment that they're supposed to, despite the fact that y'all take all this money out of people's checks because they have your insurance. Then you tell them, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. And you say switch to another insurance. It's apparent that this isn't something that's just happening with United Healthcare. This is an epidemic with insurance, period. Correct. Not just this one. So I think it's a little dense to just say, oh, just go to a different one. It's not that sweet. And again, I'm not saying it's okay to shoot and kill anyone, but this is the result of a corrupt system over an amount of time and people getting tired. This is what happens. It's rebellion. And all I'm going to say is get prepared to see more of it because people are tired. I'm not saying it's right or just, but this is the result of what's been put out here.
Yeah,
and if you want to fix it, you need to acknowledge that. You need to acknowledge what you put out here in order to correct it.
Yeah, and I know, like, you just can't. Everybody can't just switch insurance. I get it, but my point is, it's not going to be easy to try to get something to change. Right? We, like you said, it's a system that's messed up.
No, either way,
the system is messed up.
Mm-hmm.
The way to go is not killing someone. That's not the way to go.
If people aren't taking you seriously from dying, I'm not saying it's just. I'm just saying I know how to empathize and I see where they were coming from. If they're not taking me seriously with us dying at crazy numbers from these health disparities that couldn't be fixed with this expensive insurance that we pay every year, okay, maybe I need to do something different. I'm not saying that it's right, but if we want to resolve the issue, we need to understand the root of the problem.
The root of the problem is government who allows healthcare to operate that way. That's where the problem is.
Yes.
So you're talking about the CEO making a decision.
And selfish. But the CEO knew that he was screwing people over. You just didn't care.
Yeah, the CEO is just operating within the bounds he's allowed to operate. I mean, he's the head of...
So this is the result of you choosing to move that way.
Right. And
this is the result
I'm saying,
of you choosing.
I'm saying, as the people, that's just not a decision that we should be making. As a, we got to do it a better way. The first, and the best way is to use our voices, use our numbers to go after government and not allow them to let healthcare do the. Now, I don't like insurance at all. I think our insurance is one of the biggest scams ever. Like, you taking all my money, and then I want to recoup it, like, if for any kind of insurance, like, then I can't get it. Like, come on now. That doesn't even make sense. Like, what did I get it for in the first place? So I'm not in any favor of insurance of any sort. But I'm just saying, if you got to change something, there is a way to do it. Killing a CEO of a company who's just operating, this is his job. He's just doing his job for the company, trying to make them as most money as he can. On his mind, is not personal, individual lives.
I think that's lessening a little bit.
It's what?
He's not just I think we're being just a stitch dense about it, taking away his power. I feel like he's the CEO. He's not just no regular person. You have power within the system. You could do stuff differently. That's all I'm saying.
He tries to pay out more claims, he's going to get fired. That's what's going to happen.
Fired by who?
They got a board. There's going to be a board that oversees that.
That's what I'm saying. He's not in control.
Okay.
Once he gets
fired, then what? Okay.
They're going to hire somebody who's going to do what they want to do.
But then you still got fired for doing the right thing. At the end of the day, do the right thing. Whether
that doesn't
you get
do his
fired
family
or
any
not.
Good.
Do the right thing.
That doesn't do his family any good.
Yeah. So I'm saying,
He's got a family and bills and people to be responsible for. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's just what it is.
Thank you, Ashley. We appreciate it.
Ashley thinks I'm against her, but I am not. I'm just telling her to understand the situation. He got hired to do a job.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to do, because guess what? He's got a wife and kids that he's got to take care of.
Yeah.
Like, he's not. You think he's thinking about individual cases? He's not going to work thinking of that. He's going to work thinking as a whole. He's not looking at, this person's got cancer or this person's got leukemia. He's not thinking like that.
I think what I agree with that Ashley said, she talked about, you should probably expect more stuff like this. I think that's the part that hits me.
Yeah.
That, like, man, I can see more of this stuff happening.
Yeah, yeah. We got Al from Sherman Park on the line. Al, keep it brief. What's your question or comment?
Hey, I'm just going to summarize. The hospitals and medical care is there to save your life. The purpose of insurance, every insurance, is to limit your financial loss. It's not to cover everything. I know that sounds harsh, but that is the purpose of insurance, just to limit financial loss for you. And then they have limitations on what they will cover.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Al. We appreciate that. And that is true. You're not supposed to get all 100% covered, but the better insurances make it a little, easier on your pockets. And
easier copay, higher limits, whatever. Yeah.
My issue with insurance is the fact that I'm paying you all this money, and then you will tell me what you will and will not cover at all. It's like, no, anything I get done, you should cover something. I decide to go do.
Yeah.
That's how you want it. But the problem is, they wouldn't be able to stay afloat if that was the thing. And like I say, the real problem is, like, if you want to have an uprising against healthcare, it's going to start with the government and the regulations and what they're allowing them to do. They're going to operate within those bounds. And it's just like people on their taxes. Man, I'm taking every loophole possible to get as much money I can back into my pocket.
Yeah.
I'm not going to – I see a big loophole and not use it. No one's going to do that.
I guess I don't see even the government really doing any things, because our entire –
they're not going to do anything.
Our political system is based on money.
Correct.
So United Healthcare can lobby.
Same with Big Pharma.
The same folks that they need to be in there. Right. And if you don't – just like with the CEO, if you get into this office and you don't know what we need to do to keep our bottom line where it needs to be, don't worry. You won't get that $500 million next round.
Yeah.
We're going to put somebody else in that spot.
That's exactly what's going
to
happen.
So, yeah,
it's a cycle.
He can't come in and try to buck the system. I'm United Healthcare. I'm for the people.
Yeah.
That ain't how it's going to work.
Yep. All right. We got to step aside for our final break. But when we return, we'll have our Truth of the Matter. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Be Told with Telly returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Nation, man, what a fun Friday it has been. Hopefully we've been able to get your Friday off on a good note. It's that time of the show where we give our truth of the matter as we give our takeaways from the topics that we have been discussing. And we're going to start off with Jay English. Jay, what is your truth of the matter?
Truth of the matter for me is this whole thing with the healthcare system. It is so much larger than we even pay attention to. They have money that they are putting the lawmakers they want in place. The government is operating based off of money. The political system is all based on who's paying the most. And I believe that capitalism is the best and the worst thing that's happened to us. That's my thoughts. That's my truth of the matter. And I want to say a big shout out to my wife, Sonia, and my baby, Naomi. Love y'all.
That's what's up. Tony, what is your truth of the matter?
Mine is taken from a cute sweat. There's a right and a wrong way to get something done, right? Because it goes to all the stories we talked about. The kayak guy, you're not happy at home. Faking the death, bro, that's not the way to go.
No.
Right?
No.
This guy who shot the CEO of the healthcare company, that's not going to fix any of your problems. You're just going to have a dead father who's leaving behind a wife and kids. You're not solving the healthcare issue. So there's a right way to go about stuff. The question is, can you get people to understand that? Mm-hmm. Right? Can you get enough people to understand? Like, it's going to be the hard way if you want to change something, because we know government is entrenched in its ways and it's already set and how it's built. Breaking that down and making it better for everyone is going to take a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard. And a lot of times people don't want to take the hard way. They want to go the easy route. What do they think the easy route? But the easy route does nothing.
Yeah.
So there's a right or wrong way to do something. People pick the right way.
Yeah. And I'm going to make mine really, really brief. My truth of the matter is something that Jay said that we all need to be concerned about. And that is, there's a feeling that this is only the beginning. Yeah. And there will be more to come. And hopefully that is not the case. But it does kind of feel that way. And that is my truth of the matter. We appreciate Truth Nation, you engaging in our conversation this morning. Thank you to Jay and Tony. We have 9 more hours of live consecutive Black Talk Radio coming up. Next is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Peace out.